here's a story from The World.
We begin the show today in South Africa with an advertisement that has sparked real anger there. It's a hair care ad that many people say is racist. Protests against the company behind it have already forced some of its retail outlets to close. The World's Halima Gakandi starts us off with that story.
Evenice Mufuba decided she was done chemically straightening her hair almost a decade ago. But despite being a black woman in South Africa, that wasn't an easy decision. Back then, embracing your natural curly hair was pretty unpopular. Mufuba says people thought she didn't have the money to straighten her hair with a chemical relaxer or get a weave or wig.
Some people thought I had fallen on hard times and I couldn't afford this relaxer anymore. And a lot of people kept asking me when I was going to do my hair.
But Mufuba kept up with it. She started a now popular blog called Natural Sisters. In her videos, she gives instructions on creating intricate black hairstyles, braids, locks, and twists. Her videos now get thousands of views, and Mufuba gets compliments on her beautiful hair.
Now it's more, you've got beautiful hair, I love your hair, I love your hairstyle. And even when you go out with chunky twists or chunky braids, there's more positive compliments than the negative ones that I was getting.
It's a sign of just how much things have changed when it comes to natural hair in South Africa. This is why Mufuba was so surprised to see an ad that seemed to demean it. The advertisement was posted on the website of Clicks, a major retail chain in South Africa. It pictured a black woman on one side with natural, curly hair that was labeled dry, damaged, frizzy, and dull. And then a white woman with blonde, straight hair labeled fine, flat, and normal. Mufuba says the ad was hurtful.
Obviously sending the message that Caucasian hair that is straight and bouncy is normal. And then the other hair that you said is damaged obviously is abnormal. And in a country where the blacks are the majority.
The ad sparked an angry reaction on social media and in real life. A political party called the Economic Freedom Fighters said the ad was racist and called for a boycott of Clicks stores. Marshall Dlamini is a party leader.
All of us in the morning were reporting to the nearest Clicks stores to make sure that all Clicks stores in South Africa, they remain closed. Ours is a peaceful protest.
Dozens of stores on Monday were forced to close down by protesters. At least one was set on fire. Today, demonstrations have continued outside Clicks stores across South Africa, including in Pretoria. Clicks has formally apologized for the ad, which they said came from a hair company called Tresemme. CEO Vikesh Ramsunder spoke with a local radio station yesterday.
And we fully understand that the pain and the hurt that this has caused South Africa, you know, particularly our black customers. But there's no way we can condone violence.
I spoke with Ntombenhle Kathwane. She says she doesn't condone any violence either. She's a founder of Afro Botanics, a natural hair and beauty company. In fact, her products are at Clicks stores that are being shut down. But as a black South African, she says she's happy to see people taking a stand.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a black woman first before I'm an entrepreneur. And I must walk the talk.
I have to walk the talk, she says, meaning even if Clicks stores are being closed, Kathwane wants to see more than an apology from the company. She says more black people in South Africa need to be the decision makers in companies like Clicks.
An opportunity for us to take the conversation about racism forward and also take the conversation around economic participation of black people in this economy forward, because this economy is still very much white-owned.
Today, Clicks said it would close all of its stores on Wednesday. It also said it would remove all Tresemme products from the shelves and replace them with local hair care brands. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.